Shura, do we have a new guest for today?
I believe so. Let me take a look here. I haven't really looked at the portal in a bit. This one seems intriguing. Yeah. Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. Where am I?
You're in the realm of forgotten memories and dreams.
And we are the Delegation of Dreamers. I'm Aephrim.
And I'm Ashura.
Oh, pleasure to meet you, Aephrim, Ashura. I'm Callista, Stargazer of the Gold Horns. Are we still on Terrace?
No, we are not. This is honestly a whole new realm.
Just think of this as being one of your wacky dreams. And we're just your imagination, and we'd just like to ask you a couple of questions.
I see. All right, sure. What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, would you like some tea?
I would love some tea, thank you.
Tea sounds lovely. I just brought some new tea with me. Also, hello, I'm back.
Oh, welcome back, Rue.
Oh shit, he's back.
I have perfect timing. Jeremy, please, do be a dear. Go make some of that new tea. Yes, you can also... No. Okay. Jeremy's also going to bring refreshments. Not sure how long that'll take. They're wanting to make cookies.
Hello, Rue. Pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And whoever that is and that staff as well. They are quite loud.
Oh, yes. This is Lady Thusera. Do you want to say hi?
Well, she's already saying quite a bit.
Oh. Normally I can hear her. That's a little bit awkward.
Could be something with the realms or the fact that she is mumbling everything, but she's still saying a lot.
Yes, that sounds like Lady Thusera, definitely.
I was going to say I could probably release her, but I think that's probably a bad idea.
That would be. We have plans to transfer her to a golem soon. Just, we had some other priorities.
Understandable. And golems are not exactly the easiest thing to work with.
No, indeed.
So, Callista, have you been out adventuring?
I have. I've been adventuring with a group of friends now for... it's been a year and a half, 2 years now. Time flies when you're trying to save the world.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It has been, yes.
Never seem to find anyone that isn't trying to save the world these days.
It's so many worlds to save, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, we are looking for the most exciting stories.
Exciting stories? I see. Well, how about I tell you about the Eternal Summer on the Farlon Confederacy?
Oh, yes, please.
So, many years ago before I was born, there was a great flash of light and heat that spread across the Farlon Confederacy, the group of kingdoms where I'm from. It left a scar on the world and caused an eternal summer. No winter, no spring, no fall. And unfortunately, after years of constant heat and constant dryness, it is slowly turning my hometown, Terran, and some of the surrounding towns into a desert. This eternal summer itself is slowly spreading. And early on, when I decided to become an adventurer, it was to attempt to solve that.
Oh, okay. To stop the summer from spreading, or...?
To stop it altogether, if I could.
Okay.
How do you learn where to start?
Well, I left my town and started crisscrossing the Confederacy. I met a number of friends on the road and started finding various wizard towers across the land. Turns out that each of those wizard towers had been occupied by a wizard when the flash happened, and, well, they had been responsible for it.
The towers or the wizards?
The wizards. Lady Thusera here on my back was one of them. They were part of the Circle of Vel'Zor, attempting to, well, cast magic that they probably shouldn't have.
Oh, so it was sort of an accident. It wasn't meant to be like that.
Worse than that, it was sabotage.
Oh?
So there was a wizard of each of the schools of magic, evocation, transmutation, conjuration, etc. This may shock you, but the wizard of necromancy sabotaged the spell.
To make more dead bodies, or?
That's probably part of it, yes. Each of the towers was in the center of a population center at the time, and considering his tower in Sarl, yeah, that would certainly make sense.
But do you know what the spell was supposed to do?
Indeed. The leader, Valzor, hence the Circle of Valzor, was attempting to revive his husband beyond the limits of what a cleric normally can do.
I mean, necromancers are just like clerics.
Indeed. It caused all of those wizards to be trapped within magical items. And again, I have Thursera with me here. She would probably tell you more if she would stop talking to Rue, but that's a story for another time, I expect.
They do seem to be having a rather pleasant chat over there.
I'm more listening to the mumbling and trying to figure out what in blazes she's talking about.
I understand that completely.
A lot of what she's saying is in a language that I'm not sure what it is, and I'm not sure if that's because of where we are or because she speaks the language naturally.
Could be.
Oh, and here are the refreshments.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Where were we?
Were your party members also interested in stopping this summer?
They wanted to help out with my quest and had quests of their own, of course. Very much a case of safety in numbers. The lands sometimes would be set by bandits or sometimes the cult of Tharzadun, but luckily they saw that there was a benefit to it and rewards as well in some cases.
Is that how you all met? Just saw each other, went, hey, come with me, journey.
Initially, yes. For instance, I met my friend Brunor on the road very early on. I was persuading a group of bandits to not rob me, and he intervened. Decided, I suppose, that a lone sorcerer on the road by herself would not be acceptable, so agreed to travel with me. Along the way, we also met a tabaxi ranger named Silent, a human swordsman named Grim, and it ended up being a rather strong party over time, of course.
I mean, that's one way to make friends.
Yes, fighting side by side really does improve relationships, doesn't it?
Usually, yes. Sometimes it can make people want to strangle each other, though. That's a story for another time.
Indeed.
Did you say one of your party members' names was Grim?
Grim, yes. Not necessarily a simple fellow, but a little single-minded in that if there was coin in it, he was interested.
Ah.
He was once upon a time a knight of Hilford, but there were some decisions that he made that the king of Hilford didn't agree with, and, well, he had to find a different path in life after.
Sounds very familiar. I wonder if I met someone like that. One thing I have found is that in the different realms, there sometimes are two of a person, but in different realms. So I wonder if it's the same one. That makes me want to test a theory.
Well, what theory is that?
What happens if you take one person from one realm and introduce them to the one in a different realm?
I don't know. Sounds like a Nexus event to me, Rue.
Ashura, do you think if I brought two people that are the same person here, that would cause us issues?
Multiple.
Got it. Do it when you're not looking. Understood.
I'm making a note of that.
What? It's a joke, I swear.
You may have been gone for a while, but I still recall you.
What do you mean? I was only gone for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you just went out to get the tea and the biscuits.
Exactly. Would you tell us a little more about your party members? A little bit more about what they're like as people, what they do?
Sure. I've mentioned Grim. He's a bit of a stoic fellow. Again, if there was coin in it, he was likely to help out. Very sturdy in combat. He is someone that I could always count on to stand up to whatever foe we faced. My friend Brunor brought the strength of a cleric's faith and really assisted me in being a moral compass of the party. And then our friend, the Tabaxi Ranger Silent, early on in our travels together, we ended up in a giant spider cave and we were able to find a young spider that she ended up bonding with, became her companion, and she named him Fred.
Fred the Wolf Spider.
Indeed, Fred the Wolf Spider.
I mean, as good a name as any.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good boy?
He was a very good boy, yes. Eventually, we found armor for him. There was a time where he was wearing a bow. We liked him so much and had him as the mascot, in a sense, that we ended up naming ourselves as a team after him. We were Team Fred.
Well, as long as Fred isn't around, it should be fine. Spiders are a little off-putting to me.
I can understand that, especially when they're giant.
Indeed, and I'm not exactly the tallest myself.
That's all right, you kept your personality compacted that way.
This cult of Tharsadun.
Mm-hmm.
What was their deal?
It was very much a world-ending, turn-to-undeath sort of cult. They were led by this real piece of work we knew as Lady Visp, a lich that we had occasional interactions with. It turned out that Lady Thursera had been fighting them back in the day, and through me ended up continuing the fight, that if we found cultists, they had to be eliminated with great prejudice.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by great prejudice?
Well, you see, one of the early encounters that we had of the cult directly, just them and us, we had to escape to Lady Thursera's tower. That's where we ended up meeting. And during a conversation that we had after freeing her, she said that she would solve the problem and that she just needed me to allow her. And I did. When I became conscious again, the cult hideout had been entirely flattened with incredibly powerful magic. The meteors that fell had devastated the cult completely and utterly.
Well, that's one way to solve a problem.
Yes. Yes, it was. We had a conversation after that. If we could avoid it, I would like to not be known for such devastating magic, but we did end up having to call upon it when the cult's forces were too great otherwise.
Oh, okay. So they had, like, whole armies of followers.
Yes, unfortunately. Anytime that we would find a nest of theirs, if there was no other option, meteors are very good at wiping out settlements.
I feel like you've done this multiple times to be able to say that.
Yeah, it did happen multiple times over our adventures.
Hey, there's not a problem that can't be solved with a sufficiently large meteor.
Yes.
I mean, true. And if you're going for a stealth mission, what better way for stealth than no witnesses?
Yeah.
Also true, yes.
I can feel you judging me over there, Rue.
I'm not judging. I'm calculating.
You're not calculating how many meters it's going to take, are you?
Not for here. I just happen to remember somebody owes me a favor and has not repaid it yet.
Oh, good.
It's not me this time.
Surprisingly, it is not.
You'll know it when there's a big thing in the sky blocking out the sun. Anyway, what do you do on your free time when you're not fighting cultists?
Right, yes. So, thankfully, we do have periods of downtime. Usually, I would return either to my home in Terran, or I would return to my wife's estate up in Hilford. We would go to Sarl, the city that we saved from the undead and owed us a number of favors. I am a sorcerer. My magic flows naturally from me, but I do still like to study magic as a wizard might.
How did you meet your wife?
So, you see, I've mentioned the Eternal Summer. my hometown, Terran, wasn't able to grow food on its own. So we had to count on the other kingdoms of the Confederacy to send supplies, to send water and such. And regularly, my family, the Goldhorns, would throw open their doors. We would invite nobles from all the kingdoms to gather for celebration and bonding friendships and trade deals and such. From the entourage from Hilford, where King Billington was from, Lady Soraya was one of his nobles. We met at dinner. We had a passionate encounter that first night, and the Hilford entourage left quickly so there wouldn't be a diplomatic incident. We exchanged letters in the months after, met again at a harvest festival about a year later, and at that point stayed in contact, met as often as the adventuring life allowed. And the summer before ending the internal summer, we were married.
And this wasn't the same fall festival as you and your party attended, correct?
It was the same festival, yes.
Oh.
The festival where Silent became festival champion. Brunor won the brewing contest. I won the stand-up contest. Grimm ended up being the final champion in the arena fight. It was fantastic. And part of the reason that I so enjoyed it was the first time that my lady and I were able to be together again, face to face.
That's honestly really touching.
Yeah, I think so too.
What was the arena fight like?
The arena fight was absolutely amazing. So you understand with adventuring that it is a dangerous lifestyle. You can get hurt. Others can get hurt. In an arena fight with the proper magic and protections, you can fight to the limits of your abilities and not have to worry about the consequences. And that was what we did. It was a 4-on-4 contest. The next round would be 2 winning teams, 2-2. The final contest would be 1-1. Knowing that I would be strongest early on in the fight, I put everything I had onto the battlefield and sent Silent and Grim into the next round where Brunor and I were able to watch from the stands.
And then at the end, Grim came out as the winner.
Indeed, because he is incredibly difficult to hurt.
Oh.
Don't think I've ever seen someone move so quickly without magical assistance.
Yeah, Ashura keeps telling me I need to get more thick-skinned, so once I do, I'll be near invincible.
I've had too many talks with you already.
There are, of course, magics for that as well. Have you considered a ring of protection?
Please don't. I don't need him having magical items. He's already dangerous enough as it is. I don't mean in the life-threatening, I mean more in the pain in my butt.
I've started to see why you're all friends.
Help me.
Well, come to Terrace with me then. I can show you around the Confederacy, introduce you to my wife, introduce you to my friends.
It does sound like a fun time.
Yeah,
it is indeed.
But I did want to ask you, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Your horns, they don't seem to be the same as many tieflings that I've seen, at least.
Yes. So somewhere in my family tree, I don't know where, I don't know whom, but there is a gold dragon that I'm fairly certain is the source of my sorcery, as it were. And it gave me these. The runes were carved in later, but that is how it manifested, I think, with the gold dragon blood that was passed to me.
And who carved in the runes?
Oh, it's a family trait. It is the Goldhorn motto. In Draconic, it reads, "As one, we raise ourselves higher." They also glow when I use magic, because I'm extra that way.
Ooh, shiny. With as far as you come in your adventures, do you recall what your first quest was?
Yes, I do. It was soon after the four of us had met up, even before Silent had met Fred. We were in a small farming town that was dealing with aggressive livestock. Our very first encounter with the Cult of Tharzadun, that a group of druids were using runes etched into the horns of cows to cause them to be aggressive and attack farmers, attack civilians. We had to, very early on, fight a herd of evil cows.
Oh, evil cows.
Ephraim, when he gets off his tea.
What? I become an evil cow when I don't drink tea?
No, I was just thinking you become angry and annoy people.
Yeah, but he fought evil cows. That's nothing to do with me.
Just wait until the full moon.
All right, who won? You guys or the evil cows?
Thankfully, us. We were able to find the druids and defeat them before more cows were affected. But it is what ultimately started our path against the cult of Tharzadun.
What turned the cows evil?
The magic. They used the runes of Tharzadun. It's sort of a spiral design that, turned them aggressive towards anything.
It's rather odd for druids to use animals, beings of nature, in order to do their own bidding.
Yeah, before that time I had not met a druid that would take such an evil act. Where I came from, druids were assisting with food and water, not turning animals against others.
I don't know, I think druids are kind of douchebags.
I mean, they do mistake you for a plant quite often.
They often try to stop me from just hunting.
I try to stop you.
You're in cahoots with the druids.
Would a druid be able to stop you? I mean, you're a powerful dragon, after all.
Yeah, they turn into animals that I like to hunt, and then as I'm about to grab them, they turn into something smaller and just go down a hole and disappear.
I see. The old bait and switch.
Yeah.
That's really rude. That seems more teasing than anything.
Yeah, quite annoying.
I mean, to be fair, how do you think I came back to the cave? You'd get lost otherwise.
So, what are your plans for when you're done adventuring?
Adventuring has been fun. It has been profitable. It has been memorable. But I have a wife at home. My plans are very simple. I plan to settle down. I have my tower. I have riches to sustain me for the rest of my natural life. Perhaps we will start an academy, or we'll start an orphanage, or maybe all of those things, you know, to guide the next generation, one that doesn't have to grow up in a land that is dying from heat.
An academy orphanage.
It could be both, yes. The Goldhorn Orphanage does have a certain ring to it.
Honestly, it does.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about an undead town. Can we circle back to that?
Sure. There are a number of cities within the Confederacy. Taran is one of them. Another is a town called Sarl. It had fallen to necromantic forces quite a number of years ago. Probably soon after the Flash happened, would be a good guess. And our quest took us there, but we found the place infested with undead. After being able to take out the leadership, taking out the necromancer responsible, or at least causing him to flee, we ended up still with this city that was overrun. At that point, we had gotten some fame across the Confederacy, so we started recruiting forces to assist with clearing out the town, making it livable again. That ended up taking weeks, almost 2 months in total. But once it was done, Sarl was revived, and it is now again a part of the Confederacy. Just something that I hope will be a lasting legacy of Team Fred.
Have you gone back to any of the places that you saved since you've saved them?
I've been to Sarl a number of times. The tower there now is Tower Goldhorn after it was rebuilt. I may end up retiring there or moving between there and Hilford at my wife's estate. Been back to Taran soon after the summer was ended, and it's become so green. Like, it was a beautiful town before, certainly, when I was growing up, but to have irrigation again and greenery all over the place, it's truly blooming and is really heartening.
That's good.
Yeah, it's what ended up being the reason I kept doing it, I suppose. You know, some people are in the adventuring game for money or fame. I wanted to make the world better, and I did. With help, of course, but the world of Terrace is better than when I was first born into it.
That's honestly all you can ask.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do believe our time is up.
I have to say, thank you. This has been lovely. The tea has been great, and the offer to visit is still open. Just reach me again the same way you did this time, and I'll show you around.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Well, until we see you again, have a good awakening.